AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden travel to Florida tomorrow to get a firsthand look at the damage caused by Hurricane Ian and the recovery effort. In this from WZVN, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says one of his top goals is to restore the Sanibel Island Causeway off the southwestern coast of the state.
That's a little bit more difficult fix than Pine Island because it's broken in multiple ways. But I think you can get a temporary solution there to be able to restore access to Sanibel and Captiva.
84 people are known dead in the storm, 75 in Florida, 5 in North Carolina, 3 in Cuba, and another in Virginia. Ian knocked out power to 2.6 million customers across Florida after it came ashore with 150-mile-per-hour winds and a powerful storm surge. State officials say they expect power to be restored by Sunday. About 400,000 homes and businesses in the state were still without power. Stockton, California police think a possible serial killer is on a mission. Police Chief Stanley McFadden tells KXTV 6 men have been killed and a woman wounded in the attacks that date back to last year. He says the woman described a person dressed in black.
Wearing all dark clothing, wearing a dark COVID-style mask that was concealing his face. And we're in a dark jacket as well.
5 of the 6 men killed and the woman were shot in Stockton. The other male victim was shot in Oakland. McFadden says all of the cases are linked by ballistic tests and some video evidence. A man suspected of kidnapping a Sikh family, including an 8-month-old baby in Central California, tried to kill himself and is hospitalized in critical condition. Investigators say Jesus Salgado used the victim's ATM card after yesterday's kidnapping. The sheriff's office says the FBI, the California Department of Justice, and other local law enforcement agencies are helping with the investigation. This is AP News. Country legend Loretta Lynn's honest approach to music provided an outlet for women.
And don't come home a drinker.
Loretta Lynn once said she spoke her mind in her songs because she didn't know she wasn't supposed to do that. Women in country music did not really have feminist viewpoints until Lynn came along with songs like Don't Come Home a Drinkin', Hey Loretta, and The Pill. She was also funny and would dish it out to Conway Twitty in songs like You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly. Lynn said in a 2003 AP interview she never thought she was a role model because she just sang about being a woman.
I don't think I inspired anybody. I hope I have, but... I ain't no different than anybody.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Loretta Lynn died at her home in Tennessee. She was 90. Aaron Judge gets his 62nd home run in Game 2 of a doubleheader on the road against the Texas Rangers. The homer breaks Yankee great Roger Maris' American League record of 61. Judge's record breaker came in the second-to-last game of the regular season. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.